We're starting in Washington, D.C., where lawmakers are grappling with some major pieces of legislation this week. One of them is funding for the U.S. government. That's expected to expire on September 30th. If lawmakers can't push that through before the end of this week, a government shutdown is possible. That doesn't mean the country shuts down, but it can send hundreds of thousands of federal workers home without pay, and it can suspend some government services until Congress passes a funding bill. One holdup with the current funding bill is that it would raise the U.S. debt ceiling. That's the limit on what the government is allowed to borrow as it spends more money than it takes in. Congress has always raised the limit when the U.S. reached it, but it's not a politically popular thing to do. So Democrats want Republicans to help raise that ceiling, while Republicans want Democrats to raise the limit on their own. What remains to be seen is whether Democrats who control Congress will separate the debt ceiling vote from the government spending vote in an effort to get the bills passed. There are two other spending bills that Congress is debating. One of them is a $1 trillion infrastructure package, money for roads, bridges, waterways, railroads, electric vehicles, and charging stations. Some Republicans have joined Democrats in supporting this bill. The other piece of legislation is a larger $3.5 trillion social policy bill. It would spend more on immigration reform, universal preschool, free community college, climate-related policies, and public housing. No Republicans support this bill, and there's some disagreement among Democrats over it as well. The reason why all of this is being so closely watched is because these packages include major legislative priorities of President Joe Biden. If they don't get passed, the fallout could affect his presidency in the coming years.